It's one of the fastest growing regions in the United States and is also running out of water. The Rio Grande Valley in southern Texas is feeling the brunt of one of its worst droughts in history, and the region might soon be relying on groundwater. A huge problem, though, is that it shares underground water supplies with Mexico, and as yet there's no binational agreement establishing the rules. Rosario Sanchez is a hydrologist from the Texas A&M University. Rosario, thank you for joining us on RN Drive. Let's just paint the picture first. How bad is the drought in the Rio Grande Valley?
It's becoming more ordinary. It used to be the drought of record or extreme droughts, but now actually the drought condition is more permanent. So I think that's a worse condition because you don't have time to recover from drought because you keep on drought. Even though it's not the drought of record, you don't have enough water. Surface water from the Rio Grande Basin, for example, it's already overallocated. We can't get more water out of that river. So we're kind of turning into groundwater now. The problem is that there is lack of regulation on groundwater in the state of Texas. It's private property. So, and there's very few attempts to actually regulate the amount of water that we're extracting from our aquifers. And that's within Texas. But if you look at the border with Mexico, there's nothing. There's no agreement on how to extract on the water quality, on if we have to have any kind of considerations for our neighbors. So it's risky because we are not planning for the worst case scenario. But we don't have that much time either because we're facing a permanent drought condition.
And what have been the causes?
The causes of the drought, well, there are several causes. Of course, there's the climate cause. We're getting less precipitation in the last 30 years. We're getting higher temperatures over most of the state. We have a big state, so climate varies. But the other reason is lack of management of groundwater, I believe. There's not much in the law that we can do in terms to start limiting the way we extract water from our aquifers. I guess there's a combination of natural factors and human negligence in terms of how we use water and how we don't have limits on it. We always think we will have water on the river, and the river is just not giving us enough water. And now we're thinking that groundwater is going to be there forever also.
What have the political responses been on both sides of the border to this?
If you talk about surface water, you will have a different response as compared to groundwater. Surface water is being administered and operated by the International Boundary and Water Commission, which I believe they have done a great job over the last 40, 60 years. On the sharing part, not much on conservation, not much of preventing the way we are handling and the way we are using the water. But there's a lot of that has been done in terms of water treatment and in terms of the sharing part. But in terms of groundwater, there's nothing. There's no institution. There's no binational authority that actually regulates groundwater. So the political response is, you know, whatever the border ends, that's your water. And the other side is the same. Politicians prefer not to touch the subject because we don't know much about that. So it's risky.
Yeah. Do you think the US or Mexican governments are aware of just how dire the water situation is?
I believe they are aware, but the IBWC, International Boundary Water Commission, they are becoming more interested. The interest is growing. The concern is growing. So that means the federal governments, at least the federal governments, are starting to think about that, and they are planning a groundwater summit for next year to see what's the data, what's going on, what's people doing in terms of research. The problem is, Patricia, is the legal framework. We don't have a legal framework. So who is supposed to regulate or to operate or to manage transboundary groundwater resources? The treaty that we have with the U.S., the 1944 treaty, only covers surface water. So it never enters their mind who's going to be the institution. Is going to be a state level? Is going to be a federal level? Is going to be more localized? arrangements, depending on the aquifer, which is the option that I would prefer. But if you start dealing with that, you will start to have dealing with problems with private property, because water, underground water, it's private property. On the Texas side and on the Mexico side, it's a centralized system. It's the groundwater is owned by the federal government. So it's not an easy question to answer, and it's not an easy way to move forward. It's risky, it's very politically sensitive, and I don't think federal governments are going to get there easily. Somebody will have to lose, and I don't know if they're willing to risk that right now because of the institutional differences between the two countries.
Thank you so much for your time, Rosario.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Lovely to be here.
Rosario Sanchez there, hydrologist at the Water Resources Institute at the Texas A&M University.